Extra Test, Part 1, Extract 2. You will hear part of an interview with a young artist about whether graffiti has to be considered an art form or just vandalism. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Any passerby in an urban cityscape has observed the colorful, provocative, illegal eyesore that is graffiti. Although many consider the spray-painted pieces a nuisance, graffiti has been gaining recognition from the art world more and more as a legitimate form of art. When most people think of graffiti, they imagine tags or a stylized writing of a person's name. While tags are probably the most popular forms, graffiti art is much more than that. It can mean a colorful mural with a message of diversity or a black and white stencil piece protesting police brutality. In each case, graffiti art makes a statement.
Well, I would make a distinction between simple tags and more complicated pieces, stating that tags have little aesthetic appeal and probably should not be considered art. However, larger pieces require planning and imagination and contain artistic elements like colour and composition. Creating graffiti can be a way to help young people express themselves, enabling them to nurture their abilities and skills by using their creativeness in a more positive manner, helping them gain confidence without the fear of committing a crime.
Don't you think that not all the things we see on the wall have the right to be called art?
I personally think that we should take the negative side of this and use it as a positive. There are no rules to graffiti. It is a way of being creative for many young people. However, it is done under the fear of being caught, knowing that it is an act of vandalism, which then leads to the confidence factor in them. Getting youngsters off the street vandalizing and doing graffiti for helpful reasons benefits many people. The idea could also branch out to a wider audience of people, but we are trying to focus mainly on young people currently doing graffiti against the law. They can help out and get praise from people for their creative work, which helps with their confidence. The idea is to have no rules and boundaries when doing graffiti, allowing street artists to be creative by doing practice artwork on cheap MDF boards or even cardboard, which makes it movable artwork, so they won't run out of space, then seeing if the employer likes it.
Any passerby in an urban cityscape has observed the colorful, provocative, illegal eyesore that is graffiti. Although many consider the spray-painted pieces a nuisance, graffiti has been gaining recognition from the art world more and more as a legitimate form of art. When most people think of graffiti, they imagine tags or a stylized writing of a person's name. While tags are probably the most popular forms, graffiti art is much more than that. It can mean a colorful mural with a message of diversity or a black and white stencil piece protesting police brutality. In each case, graffiti art makes a statement.
Well, I would make a distinction between simple tags and more complicated pieces, stating that tags have little aesthetic appeal and probably should not be considered art. However, larger pieces require planning and imagination and contain artistic elements like colour and composition. Creating graffiti can be a way to help young people express themselves, enabling them to nurture their abilities and skills by using their creativeness in a more positive manner, helping them gain confidence without the fear of committing a crime.
Don't you think that not all the things we see on the wall have the right to be called art?
I personally think that we should take the negative side of this and use it as a positive. There are no rules to graffiti. It is a way of being creative for many young people. However, it is done under the fear of being caught, knowing that it is an act of vandalism, which then leads to the confidence factor in them. Getting youngsters off the street vandalizing and doing graffiti for helpful reasons benefits many people. The idea could also branch out to a wider audience of people, but we are trying to focus mainly on young people currently doing graffiti against the law. They can help out and get praise from people for their creative work, which helps with their confidence. The idea is to have no rules and boundaries when doing graffiti, allowing street artists to be creative by doing practice artwork on cheap MDF boards or even cardboard, which makes it movable artwork, so they won't run out of space, then seeing if the employer likes it.